Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's game day. The rare chance for John and I to go a little Thursday with the King, Howard Eskin, and to talk some Eagles football on a game day as we go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, at Justice, call Swartz Culleton at 800. Justice Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things in Conshohocken. Catch tonight's game at FWOT, F-W-O-T. Make sure to ask for their boneless wings. Tremendous, right? John loves them. James loves them. I love
them. The greatest.
Them. Love the chicken fingers, the dipping sauce for the chicken fingers, the fries. It's all there for you. For the game day menu, eat in or take out at FWOT.com, F-W-O-T.com. The King, Howard Eskin. How are you, King?
Hey, listen, it's game day. How can you be bad? Yeah. And I'd rather eat it off the bone. I don't want the boneless wings. Okay. I'd rather eat it off the bone.
You're a bone kind of guy. All right, fair enough. Howard, exactly right. Yeah, there you go. Howard, there's so much about this game to examine, and I want to start with asking this question. Is it fair for me as an Eagles fan, despite the fact that Carson's in a tough spot as far as the players around him goes, you know, a lot of backups and all that, although he's getting some parts back, is it fair for me to say that Carson Wentz is making the most money in the game tonight? He's the one guy in the game with a $128 million contract. He, not Boston Scott, not Greg Ward, not Travis Fulgham, has that level of responsibility that comes with, hey, go out there and be the best player in the field. Is that a fair standard for an Eagles fan to feel about Carson Wentz?
No, because money should players negotiate contracts because they want the money. Carson Wentz in the end took less than he probably could have gotten, but that's irrelevant too. He is the best player on this team, and as the best player, I'm sure he feels a responsibility and has the responsibility to be the best player on the team and to do the things that help this team succeed. That would mean no turnovers. He's been better in that regard. No turnovers.
Best player last week, yeah. Best player on the team. I have a hard time with that one, Howard.
Who was the best player?
Well, he was like the worst quarterback in the league for the first 3 weeks, so I don't know how
but I'm talking about right
team.
Now.
Who's the best player on the team then?
I don't know. Right. I mean.
Well, who's the best player on the team? That's
maybe,
right, John.
Maybe Darius Slay. Maybe.
Oh, stop. Darius Slay, by the way, is dinged up a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe Lane Johnson. Maybe Jason Kelce. I mean, do I think Carson's the best player on the team now?
No, I don't think. I think Jason Kelce is a very important player on the team. But without the quarterback, you don't win. And the quarterback has to be the best player on the team. And for the Eagles, Carson Wentz is the best player on the team. And I don't care if he's making $800,000 or he's making $30 million. He has to be the best player on the team. And nobody looks at your bank account when you're out there on the field. And anybody that does is foolish. He's got to be the quarterback that we all believed he could be.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, that's what I want him to be, exactly.
Okay, but he's the best player on the team, so he's
got that responsibility. Well, it sounded like you were saying I'm in the wrong. It's an unfair standard for me to hold him to based on his contract. I mean, that's...
Well, not on game day and not when you go out there on the field. No, it is an unfair standard. It's the team's fault. If somebody gets signed to a contract that is, and there's been a lot of bad contracts in the NFL.
Yep.
If somebody gets signed to a bad contract, that's the team's fault. That's the team's fault. That's not the player's fault. He's asking for it. That doesn't mean you have to give it to him. So the team made the mistake, not the player. So I don't put that responsibility on the player. The responsibility is you're this good and you have to play that well. And that's the way I look at it. And I think, you know, based on what he's done the last 2 weeks against two good defenses, he really has shown he can play that well. And I expect him to play that well tonight.
Will Jalen Hurts be out there for more than 10 plays tonight, Howard?
You know, I think so. Listen, you don't have your starting running back. Look at this. Look at this. Offensively, you don't have your starting running back. You don't have your two starting tight ends. You still have a right guard. I mean, I'm assuming Lane Jackson's going to play. Doug kind of indicated that yesterday. So you still don't have your right guard. You're starting. You have a mix of whoever your starting right guard is. So it's Jalen Hurts is going to have to be involved in a lot of plays to give your team some offense, whether it's at running back, whether he's lined up in the slot, whether he lines up at quarterback. There have got to be to try to create some different things. I don't think you want to use all the plays that you have put in your playbook for him from the beginning in one game, but you're going to have to use a lot of them.
Well, I want him to use them all, and then I want him to make more. Which back gets the most carries tonight for the Eagles?
Jalen Hurts. No.
Maybe. For real.
I guess Boston Scott or Corey Clement. I don't know. Hey, let's be real. Boston Scott was a nice addition last year. Did a nice job. He's not a starting running back. And he's not a guy that's going to get 12 to 15 carries. And if he does, either your offensive line's playing amazingly well or something's wrong. So I don't really think of him as the receiver either that has the hands that Miles Sanders has.
Well, yeah. One of these guys has to, you know, they got to realize, the season started. It's time to go.
You asked me about Boston Scott. I can't see him getting that many carries. I think it's got to be a mixture and run guys in, and between he and Corey Clement and Jalen Hurts doing some things and the RPOs, and you know, it's going to have to be a real mix until you separate yourself in the score. And unfortunately, I have a hard time to think it's going to be a blowout. The Giants' defense isn't that bad. Their offense
sucks. No, they're not.
Their offense sucks. So they've got to get the turnover machine, Daniel Jones. They've got to get some turnovers from him. And if they do that, it's fine. It's hard to think. Think about this. No starting running back. Two starting tight ends going in.
Is tonight the night we meet Hakeem Butler?
Possibly. You know, it's all – you're flipping a coin. You're flipping a coin. And it really – this night really comes down to forcing Daniel Jones into mistakes. And that's the way I think you have to start to generate your offense. And then the quarterback with his team has to kind of move the football and take advantage of the turnovers. I am kind of concerned about Miles Sanders. He always seems to get hurt, and he's so good. He's such a good back, but you're not good if you're not playing.
Howard, speaking of playing, if DeSean Jackson plays, and it sounds like he's going to, will the Eagles organization, Doug and Howie, will they have the guts to deactivate J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? To say, we think we have a better chance to win this game without you even dressing.
I don't think it comes down to guts. I think it comes down to common sense. Who would you rather have on the field?
It's him or Quez Watkins. I mean, that's it. One guy who hasn't proven much but hasn't been given a chance, Quez Watkins. Another guy who's proven nothing and has been given a ton of chances. So go with the guy that hasn't gotten the shot yet.
I do because, and everybody's pointed out, and you guys have pointed out, that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside does not play special teams. So you kind of lose a player there. The one thing that
I worry
about.
He also doesn't catch the ball. He's a receiver. He doesn't get open enough to even throw. I mean, he's got one catch.
There's a lot of things he
doesn't
do.
He's on pace for less than three catches this year.
Well, Fulton already has more catches in his and he had him in one game than Arcega-Whiteside had in his career when he had that 10-catch game. I'm done with Arcega-Whiteside, I still worry that DeSean's going to play a whole game. That's what, and how limited are his plays. But I have no problem I don't think you miss anything if you take Arcega-Whiteside off the field, because you do have big receivers. So it's not like you need him. Fulgham, and I may have mentioned this with you guys. I know I did with Giglio. When I stood on the practice field and saw him, now when we watch him in a game, you really don't get the perspective. He's a tall guy. He's 6'2". He's got size. Hightower has size. So you've got what Ortega Whiteside was supposed to bring to the team, a guy that would be good in the red zone because he goes up and gets it. Well, they have other, and Hightower, he's got to be better. But Fulgham goes up and gets everything, So I have no problem with deactivating Ortega Whiteside if Deshaun's on, you know, and Deshaun is activated tonight.
With Avante Maddox back, does Jalen Mills become a safety again?
Probably. Probably gives you more depth in the secondary. And again, I don't think Slay is 100%. You know, I don't see him. I haven't seen him listed on the, but I guess it's not severe enough to list him on the injuries. I didn't see him this week. But he's gotten banged up a little bit, whether I think it was his wrist one time and he banged his head. He plays tough and he plays hard. And so I want to see him back to being a little more healthy. But again, it's a Sunday to a Thursday.
Yep, yeah.
But Avante Maddox back really, really does help. The whole key is the pass rush, because then you force Daniel. That's what they did against San Francisco. The pass rush changed the whole game, because that created the turnovers, whether it was the fumble by LeBlanc on the safety blitz or the corner blitz, or whether it was the interceptions that were forced by the pass rush. That's going to change the game. And their defensive line appears to be good, healthy. Derek Barnett's playing well. Brandon Graham's playing well.
Josh West playing well. Derek Barnett's playing average.
Not according to the Eagles. not according to the Eagles.
Oh,
not according to his grades.
Let's
put it this way.
He's in the right place. He's just not making plays. Yeah. I'd like to have a guy out there who's making plays. Just like with sitting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, they need to do the right thing here and get the better defensive end more reps.
And who would that be?
Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat gets snaps.
Yeah, he needs to get more than Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett's still starting.
Yeah, I agree with him, Howard. All right, Howard, good stuff. Hey, Howard, do us all a favor. Heckle Jason Garrett when you're down there tonight. Give him the business.
You know what? I feel bad for the guy because he used to watch me on TV when he grew up, when he was at Princeton, I guess. Is that where he went, Princeton? So he told me that he used to watch me. So I feel bad. I don't want to torch him too much. Right. Not in person. I'll do it.
Well, that's true.
Afar.
You are, after all, you are a Cowboys fan. I forgot about that.
No, I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan.
All right, King. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right.
Thanks,
stay
Howard.
Safe.
Thanks, Gordon, Howard.
Stay safe.
All right, there he is. Howard Eskin, Merrill and Mike Howard on the call tonight. Eagles and the Giants right here on WIP, obviously Thursday night of football. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, up ahead next, 12:30, your chance to win the Nest audio from Google, another giveaway at 12:30. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Birds are back at the link tonight, taking on Big Blue. It's a classic Philly-New York showdown. My sportsbook app of choice, Parx Sportsbook, has a great profit boost for all customers, whether you're already part of the Parx Sportsbook home team or if you're a new customer playing for the first time. The premier sports betting app based right here in the Delaware Valley, my guys, Parx Sportsbook, they got easy deposits, fast payouts, outstanding customer service. Today, all customers will get a 25% profit boost to use on tonight's Birds versus Big Blue Philly home game. That's right. All customers get a 25% profit boost to use on tonight's Birds game. No promo code required. Just download the app or go to pa.parkscasino.com. Again, today, all customers get a 25% profit boost to use on the Birds versus Big Blue game that happens here in Philly. No promo code required. Just download the app or go to pa.parkscasino.com. Parx Sportsbook, bet with the home team, bet with the best.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.